Good morning, this is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We're going to continue our series on the whole counsel of God. We began our series discussing exactly what is the whole counsel of God. We summarized it as God's truth revealed in His purpose and His will. Through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we can relate God's truth to our present situation, guiding us in actions that we should take. Although the Spirit may use different avenues to help direct us, He ultimately guides us to that decision which harmonizes with God's purpose for our lives. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps." Last week, we talked about the wisdom of God. And what is the wisdom of God? For us, the wisdom of God is the truth set forth in His Word and through His Holy Spirit. This wisdom becomes accessible to us through belief in Jesus Christ and His work of salvation. Our understanding of God's wisdom is foundational in that we accept the whole counsel of God. If we don't believe and understand and trust in His wisdom, that will lead us down a path which will take us outside, or could lead us outside the purpose of God, and is key for living victorious under kingdom rule. Today, we're going to discuss another key aspect of the whole counsel of God, and that is the reliability of God. Our scripture comes out of Psalm 16:7, and it reads, "I will praise the Lord who counsels me, even at night my heart instructs me." What is reliability? It is defined as the quality of being trustworthy or of performing consistently well. The degree to which something can be depended on as being accurate. You know, as we enter into a therapist or a doctor's office, we immediately become aware of their qualifications as evidenced by the numerous degrees, certifications, and achievements displayed on the wall. Now, this is very typical of professionals as they attempt to elicit our confidence in their ability. Our trust is turned to them, and we trust that they will perform consistently well for us. The belief that the believer, the belief that the buyer should be aware extends not only to products and services, but also, unfortunately, to matters of faith. Can God be trusted? Does God really mean what He says in His Word? Therefore, again, this is a key foundation that we would talk about today, the reliability of God. Can we trust in God? Who is God? Now, this is the bedrock on which our spiritual confidence is built. God is the source of all knowledge and the power behind the eternal plan for all creation. The veracity of God's counsel, the belief in His counsel, that it can be trusted, is based on its source, and that source is God Himself. The biblical phrase, "before the foundations of the world was chosen," the inspiration of the Holy Spirit highlighted the eternal wisdom and knowledge of God as He created His plan of salvation, healing, deliverance, and redemption for mankind. God ordained His purpose according to His good pleasure. Exactly who is God to me? The reliability of the counsel of God is built not only on who God is to everyone, but more importantly on who God is to me personally. it would be difficult, if not impossible, to receive advice and instruction from someone who is neither trustworthy nor safe. And in addition, someone who I may not even know. Trust and reliability are often built through relationship. Let me say that again. Trust and reliability are often, most often, built through relationship. In our text today, David's personal fellowship with the Lord was his greatest reason to trust God's counsel. David had experienced God's instruction and advice through his life, beginning as a shepherd boy in the fields of Bethlehem, through his strained relationship with Saul, as noted in 1 Samuel, to the ultimate kingship that he had over the nation of Israel in 2 Samuel. God was always there to advise David on what to do and how to do it. Because of that, David praised or blessed the Lord. In our scripture, it says that David's reins, or his heart, the seat of his emotion and affections, were instructed by God in the night season. Instruct carries with it the idea or principle of chastening, as we read in Hebrews 12, 1 through 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin and cling so closely, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. Night is plural and suggests dark nights or night after night, learning from God. God's counsel, day or night, in the good or bad times, had always proven a trustworthy guide for David's one's confidence that he could believe in. Is God's counsel reliable? Paul warns Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely equipped for every good work. He advised Timothy that with the coming apostasy, that there would be an abandonment of religious belief. He advised Timothy, his young minister in training, to teach the whole counsel of God, the purpose and will of God in this case, that he would have them do that which would prepare them for every good work. Paul closes his teaching with the foretelling of a time when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Doesn't that sound like 2022? But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth. Doesn't that sound like 2022? And wander away to myths. That scripture is 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. We as believers in Christ can trust in the reliability of God's counsel because of who God is and because of our relationship with Him. The whole counsel of God is the only dependable counsel for 21st century living. And if you are looking for a source of reliability, if you are looking for a place where you can learn the truth, the wisdom, the knowledge, purpose for your life, we invite you today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's easy to do. Just go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation and follow the instructions. And begin that today. What a marvelous gift that will be to Father God to have you join our family. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and we will continue our discussion on the whole counsel of God. We'll continue to talk about the reliability of God. You be blessed and have a great week. Bye-bye.